Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The month of Muharram and Safar and the commemoration of the martyr Imam Hussein are truly a treasure that Allah has given to the believers. This tradition of remembering Imam Hussein is from the prophets, from Prophet Adam alayhi salam in some of our narrations, until the preservation of this from our scholars and from the believers. Some might ask, those that view Muharram and Safar, or those that view the commemoration of Imam Hussein from the outside, or some of the youth that are in the West, they might ask this question as to why do we remember an event that happened about 1400 years ago? Why do we remember in such a fashion, sometimes crying, hitting ourselves, wearing black with tears? Why do we have to remember Imam Hussein in this way? In the sessions that were going to be ahead of us, and this session today, we're going to talk about these questions and address these questions for the youth. There's two ways to answer, in general, the question of why commemorate Imam Hussein and why mourn for Imam Hussein this way. One is through rational thought in the intellect, and the other is through looking at the biographies of the infallibles. If the infallibles, for example, Imam Sadiq, Imam Baqir alayhim as-salam, if they remembered Imam Hussein and they had a majlis for Imam Hussein, or if they told people to cry for Imam Hussein, it is a proof for us. So before we get into the history of how the Imams mourned and made us remember and encouraged us to remember Imam Hussein, let us, through our intellect and logic, address this question as to why do we remember an event that happened 1400 years ago? Our logic and our mind tells us this, and actually, and throughout countries and civilizations and cultures, we see that when a person has done a great favor or has contributed to that society or to that country or to that religion, it is the duty of the people of that religion or that culture to remember that person, to honor them, to spread their thoughts, their views, to share and preserve their movement. For example, when we look at different countries, we see that the figures, their figures that they had before, either they are a writer or a political leader or anybody, an inventor, we see that they have maybe written books about them, they have days for those important people, they have currencies, they have monuments, to somehow remember that figure and to make him important in that society. Why? Because they have contributed to that society. Well, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he uprose against darkness. He and his companions uprose and they showed the light. They gave the world light. So isn't it our duty to remember Imam Hussein that contributed and sacrificed everything he had for the religion of God? When there's so many benefits in Ashura, from benefits from learning about loyalty, how to deal with oppression, how to stand up for the right, for righteousness, and many multiple lessons in Ashura, isn't it important for us to preserve these lessons and to teach and to make the next generation benefit from the same lessons? وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ